Sure, you'll see a pretty woman with hard and selfish eyes. And you'll hear the story of the violin. The violin.
Come in, Signor Tasso. Oh, it is only you, Kate.
Yes, milady.
I thought your knock was that of Tasso. Did you not deliver him my message?
Yes, milady. He will be here presently.
Methinks he takes his time.
He seemed reluctant to accept your invitation.
Reluctant? What manner of man is this Italian player of the violin who strives always to avoid me? Kate, am I growing old and ugly that this man should shun my presence?
You are very beautiful, milady. Methinks Signor Tasso does not wish to be alone with you overmuch because he fears that beauty.
Perhaps you are right. Perhaps he is one of those gentlemen of strict scruples who does not wish to forget that he is my husband's friend and guest.
You have made other gentlemen forget such scruples, milady.
Well, why not? When one is married to a fool who spends his days at the chase and his nights at the gaming tables, one must seek amusement. You know how often I find it.
Milady is very clever. And Milord, her husband, very trusting.
Stupid. On the contrary, Milord, the romantic airs of Signor Tasso's native land are what I wish to hear.
Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to listen then.
Why? I will not be offended if you return to your game. I fancy there is a game in progress below stairs.
Aye, and for rousing stakes. It nearly broke my heart to leave. If you really do not mind, my dear.
Won't you be seated, Signor?
Thank you.
Not so far away from me. Here is a softer chair.
I find this one very comfortable.
Then I shall move. Here, I shall recline upon this couch at your side.
As my lady wish.
You may go, Kate, and close the door.
No, Signora. It's not right for you and me to be in here behind the closed doors.
You have heard my husband's views. He has perfect trust in you and me. Go, Kate.
Yes, my lady.
There. Are you so filled with scruples, Signor, because you do not trust yourself?
I trust myself completely, Signor. You wish me to play for you?
Yes, a love song.
Very well.
You leave my side?
You will like the music better if it comes to you from a distance.
Whence it comes doesn't matter if you play your love song to me.
I play a love song for you.
You are very different from other men whom I have known, Signor.
I am a simple gentleman, Signor. If I lack the graces of other men of your acquaintance, it's my misfortune.
Yes, your misfortune. Oh, what a beautiful melody. Still, it is not so beautiful as the emotion that it sings of. You agree, Signor?
I agree that love is the most wonderful of all the God's gifts to man.
A man who brings such music from those strings must love the very name of love.
I love the beautiful in love.
Can there be aught in love but beauty?
Yes, there can be baseness and dishonor.
Baseness, dishonor, they are but words to deny the foolish happiness. Are you foolish, Signor Tasso? Or are you merely cautious?
I don't understand.
I mean, if you loved a lady, a married lady, let's say, would you not forget such childish things as scruples if you could enjoy her love in secret, secure from her husband's wrath?
No, I'll not.
You have ceased playing.
With your permission, I will rejoin your husband and his friends.
So soon?
If you permit, please.
Signor Tasso, am I unpleasing to your eyes?
You are very beautiful.
And what manner of man are you who forever shunned my company?
Signora, I beg your permission to leave.
And I'll not give it to you.
Then I must go without it.
You do not dare.
You force me to dare. Yes, you force me now to say that which will mean we never meet again. Your husband, my friend, may be blind to your real nature, but to me, it has been plain since first we met.
What do you mean?
That you are a bad woman.
You dare!
You think I've not sensed your purpose in always striving to be alone with me. I'm not conceited fool who think it is because you love me. You don't know the meaning of love. If I were not here, you would seek some other man. But I want not such a cheap thing as you. I want not such a vile dishonor. That is all I have to say. I go, signora.
Oh, no. You don't go until I show you how I repay such insults.
Why do you tear your dress?
To teach you the worth of that honor you just flung in my teeth. Help! Help! Gordon!
Will you cry out for your husband?
So you can tell him your story while I shall tell him mine.
Gordon! Gentlemen, help!
What is it?
Where is my lady scream?
Oh,
Nell, what is it?
What do you mean to do?
You shall soon see. Help! Help!
Nell, what have we here? Her gown! Tasso!
Your friend attempted to dishonor me.
No, no!
Tasso!
I swear,
he seized me in his arms. See how he tore my dress?
She lies.
So thus you repay my friendship, Tasso.
Signor, I beg you, hear me.
I'll hear not from you but a gasp of death.
No, no, sheathe your sword.
I sheathe it in your body.
Your blade struck true. Our honor is avenged, my lord.
You have killed me. You... My thing, my friend.
I killed you for the dog ye are.
For your insult to an honest woman.
But breath enough remains for me to curse you both. Oh, Dio, God, as you are just, hear and grant the prayer I send to you now. Though my body soon return to dust, let my soul, my spirit still live on. To punish those who kill me.
Silence him. Withdraw your sword and punch it in his breast again.
Say, one cannot strike a dying man who prays to God.
It would be a useless gesture, for a second thrust is not needed. Signor, you fear my prayer. Listen what it is. You wished I play for you a love song. Well... I pray that I will play a love song to you from the grave. A song that will bring you to your death, to many deaths. For you will live again in the women of your wicked blood. And to them also will I play a song of love and death. To them also.
Stop him, Gordon.
Be still.
No. And for you, Lord Gordon... My friend, only a name. I pray my music will bring your proud name to a dishonorable end. A dishonorable end such as you have brought to mine. That is my curse. My dying...
Mother's portrait with that of Lady Nell, Frederick. And that of her father with this of Lady Nell's husband. All four met violent and disgraceful deaths, as though in answer to the Italian's prayer. You and Anne are third cousins. She is the last of Lady Nell's line, and you are the last of Lord Gordon's. I'm suddenly afraid for you both, because you've returned to this castle tonight as man and wife.
I see. Hated blood reunited and all that sort of thing.
What a splendid reception committee you proved to be for people on their honeymoon. We didn't expect you to approve of our elopement, but we never dreamed you'd try to frighten us with this wild bogey tale after we told you about it.
My dear children, I've been a second father to you. If you don't respect my fears, please humor them. Perhaps the thing I fear only exists in this castle. Leave it now, tonight. Don't try to live within these walls where Tasso met his death.
Oh, rot.
Naturally, we're going to live here.
It's our home. It always has been. If any ghosts stalk around here, I've never seen them. And neither has anybody else. Oh, forget it, Doctor. Let's go back to the drawing room and find ourselves a drink.
Yes, come on.
No, thank you. Since you won't listen to me, I'm going home. Good night.
Well, he certainly made this a cheerful homecoming.
We expected such stodgy old people as Dr. Matthews to hold... I know I heard it, Frederick.
Oh, you imagined it.
That's what I thought.
But there was no one here who could be playing the instrument.
You don't think I heard... The violin of Tasso?
Tasso's been dead for 200 years.
Oh, I know. I'm a fool. This is the 20th century. I promise not to worry any more about his ghostly violin.
Good girl. Suppose we go back to the house now, eh?
Oh, no. It's pleasant out here in the garden. But will you fetch me a rag?
Of course. And don't listen to any spooky music while I'm gone.
I won't. Hurry back, dear.
I will.
Frederick, come back, I hear you.
lady does not care for music.
Who are you? Why do you play that violin?
I play a love song to you.
A love song to me?
It is my answer to all of your questions, to all of your fears, and all of your doubts. Do you not find my love song beautiful?
Very beautiful.
Still, it is not so beautiful as the emotion that it seems of.
Love is the most wonderful of God's gifts.
And the music.
And that was the end of the violin, Satan, and of the violinist's curse. When these folks come see us next week on my birthday, we'll have another pretty little story to spin 'em.
Thank you.